This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. The vice presidential debate is tomorrow night. Day to Day has advice for both candidates. We'll begin with Byron York. He's White House correspondent for the National Review on Governor Palin. Byron, welcome to Day to Day. And you've got suggestions for the governor in a blog posting this week.
I think a number of observers were curious and perhaps a little surprised in the governor's two big rollout interviews with ABC and CBS that she did not speak more about her experience as governor of Alaska. You know, when you think about it, what does a governor do when he or she is running for president? They talk about what they did in Texas or what they accomplished in Arkansas. It's just what they do. It's not foreign policy experience, but it is solid domestic experience. And I think people have been a little surprised that she hasn't made greater use of that.
William Kristol at the New York Times and others suggest that the McCain campaign has sort of blown it by limiting her to a few interviews rather than having her out where she really would have to be interacting, taking a lot of questions. And the consequence is people now are watching for tomorrow night to see if it is the Sarah Palin train wreck.
Well, there's a couple of parts to that criticism, both of which I think are valid. One is, yes, she hasn't been out enough and thus gotten used to taking questions. The other is kind of the dinosaur strategy employed by the McCain campaign in the rollout, in which they relied on two big interviews, one with ABC, one with CBS, inexplicably CBS being the lowest rated of the broadcast networks. It's a media strategy that would be similar to rolling out a candidate in 1976. No use of conservative talk radio, the blogosphere, maybe selected use of local television, radio, newspapers in, you know, key states. There could have been a much broader media strategy that could have placed Palin, you know, in friendly context and also in a very useful context. And instead, they went with the old broadcast networks, which is kind of baffling.
She was on a right-wing radio show based here in Los Angeles, the Hugh Hewitt Show, late yesterday. She was talking about Joe Sixpack. Maybe we'll hear more of that tomorrow night.
I would not be surprised, certainly after the debate, to see her diversifying a lot in the media that she does. I wouldn't be surprised to see her hear her on the top talk radio shows and to see her doing a lot more local media, which is really important. I mean, in all of these swing states, people are watching and reading their local press outlets, and I'd be surprised if they don't make greater use of that.
You just wonder about her anxiety level for tomorrow night. You must have gone on big platforms where you have to get up and perform. How do you actually get ready to do that?
Well, I think going on Meet the Press is not quite the same as a high wire act debate running for vice president. So I don't think I have similar experiences, but when she ran for governor in Alaska in 2006, performed extremely well. I've gone back and looked at the debates. I would encourage people to go back and look at the YouTube versions of the debates that are available. But, you know, when you're running for president and you've never run for president before, everything you've done prior to that is on a smaller scale. So she has done debates. They did involve a lot of pressure, but they're not as big as this one. So the question is, can she step up to this next level of pressure? And we won't know till we see what happens.
Byron York, White House correspondent for National Review. Thanks.
Thank you.
And Joe Biden, what should he do and how should he behave at tomorrow's debate? Dan Gerstein is a political communications consultant who worked on Senator Joe Lieberman's vice presidential campaign back in 2000. And Dan, what is Senator Biden's biggest problem?
Well, I think there's two problems going in. One is kind of a contextual atmospheric, which is the gender dynamic that's at play here. And there is definitely a potential for a male candidate to come off as condescending, overly aggressive to a female candidate. It's unfair. It's kind of silly that that's the way it is, because women should be treated like any other candidate and with the same respect. But that's the way, you know, the perception game is. And, you know, I think you saw it with Hillary Clinton in the Rick Glasgow debate, where there's this famous incident where he, you know, was very aggressive in a debate towards her, and it really kind of backfired on him. And I think that's a sensitivity that Joe Biden has to have, it, particularly given the way that some Democrats, and I have some, a small minority, were kind of nasty in attacking Sarah Palin personally, which made her a much more sympathetic and likable figure in the broader electorate.
But he can't come across as too courtly or too gentlemanly, because then he'll also look sexist.
That's right. And that's part of the challenge, is that he has to walk a fine line. He has to be substantive and respectful, but at the same time treat her like any other candidate. But to go back to your question, I think that the second issue for him is Joe Biden is a very smart, likable guy, and he has a great command of foreign policy, of domestic policy as well, and he is very honest, straightforward, and blunt, which are characteristics that I think many voters find appealing and refreshing in him. The danger with him, though, is sometimes he is loose-lipped and he's undisciplined with what he says. He goes on too long. He says things that are a little impolitic. Sometimes he even exaggerates. And, you know, that's the thing he has to be mindful of, irrespective of Sarah Palin, is being disciplined in what he says, keeping his answers tight and staying on message.
Well, how does he avoid coming across as a paternalistic know-it-all? Because in a way, he is a know-it-all. He does know a lot more than she does in terms of foreign policy. He's been around a lot longer. So how does he come across not being Joe Biden?
Well, I think there's two things. I wrote a column today about a way that I think actually Joe Biden could win the debate in the first 2 minutes, which would be up front, before any, you know, engaging in any of the debate, to come out and acknowledge that Sarah Palin has been treated unfairly by some people, including some Democrats, that the attacks on her family, questioning her mothering skills, all that personal stuff was out of bounds, was inappropriate and wrong. And they even go so far as to apologize to her for the behavior of some Democrats, and then to say, you know what, this is a candidacy that should be celebrated. This is a great step forward for women in politics. And I think the best way to honor that ideal is to treat Sarah Palin with the same respect and hold her to the same standard as any other candidate, and that's what he's going to try and do in this debate. I think that would set a very positive tone for the rest of the debate. And then secondly, I think what Joe Biden has to do in essence is not ignore Sarah Palin, because I think that would be condescending and patronizing as well, but really to kind of just say what he needs to say about why the Obama-Biden ticket is better for America than the McCain-Palin ticket, and not make it personal.
Dan Gerstein is a political communications consultant. Thank you very much.
Sure.